control. Cuthbert, you know what to do. Call 863-382-2272.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Bug Talk. I'm your host, Ryan Haynes, and I am here to tell you what you need to know about carpenter ants. First, carpenter ants have some unique physical characteristics. Carpenter ants are generally larger than most household ants. They typically range from 6 to 12 millimeters. They also have a rounded thorax without spines. Carpenter ants can lift up to 50 times their body weight. This remarkable strength comes from their large muscles and rigid exoskeletons. Carpenter ants can be black, reddish, or even yellowish in color. Carpenter colonies are composed of thousands of workers, winged reproductives, and immature ants. Something that might surprise you to know about carpenter ants is they are very clean. They take the time to remove wood shavings, food debris, and dead ants from their nests. This cleanliness can leave evidence of their presence. Homeowners may see piles of coarse sawdust and dead ants along baseboards. Carpenter ants tend to forage for food primarily at night. They prefer to eat sweets, meat, and even pet food. They can travel up to 100 yards in search of food, which can make locating their nest a challenge. Carpenter ants are not known to pose any health risks to humans. However, if you receive a bite from a carpenter ant, it is going to hurt a lot. Their jaws and mandibles are very large for their size, and unfortunately, that means a powerful bite. The final thing you need to know about carpenter ants is they are often confused with termites. Since carpenter ants can have wings and live in wood, it can be difficult for homeowners to determine whether they are seeing signs of carpenter ants or termites. There are some key differences between the two. First, carpenter ants do not eat wood. Carpenter ants will hollow out wood to build their nest, where termites will consume the glucose in the wood as part of their diet. Typically, carpenter ants will infest damp or decaying wood. Carpenter ants can have wings like termites, but they have a three-segmented body and a heart-shaped head. Another interesting fact about carpenter ants is they will eat termites. These are some of the differences between carpenter ants and termites. Controlling carpenter ants involves finding and eliminating their nests. Since carpenter ants are foragers, this can be a challenge. If you think you might be seeing signs of carpenter ants at your home, be sure to give us a call. We can come up with a treatment plan that is right for you. Thank you for joining us today. Remember, if it crawls or flies, we're your guys.
Google Haynes, pest control. Got bugs, you know what to do. Call 863-382-2272.